Then talking about the clinical features, the first and the foremost features which appears in the DNA repair damage disorders is the exaggerated sunburn reaction. And as a result of exaggerated sunburn, there are pigmentary changes which can be seen in the skin. When the baby is born, the skin will be normal at birth, but the skin changes can be seen very early, within the first or the second years of life. These skin changes occur due to the exposure to the ultraviolet radiation, and that's why the changes is directly proportional to the amount of the sun exposure. And hence, when these patients are diagnosed, the first and the foremost thing which is counseled to these patients is the sun protection. Because the severity of these changes is totally dependent upon the amount of the sun exposure and the degree of ultraviolet radiation, because we just discussed in the pathophysiology that the nucleotide excision repair defect will not correct those parts of the DNA damage which is induced by the sun exposure. So the severe sunburn on minimal sun exposure occurs, which takes weeks to resolve. Normally we have seen that it resolves within days, but these patients are not only photosensitive, but also the amount of the sunburn which occurs after the sun exposure is more severe than the normal individuals, and it takes a longer period of time to resolve because the repair mechanisms are defective. Severe and prolonged sunburn reactions occur in 50% of the patients. The remaining 50% have a normal sunburn reaction which presents with the lentigines or hyperpigmented. So that is why we say that the photosensitivity is seen in 50% of the patients. The remaining 50% do not have the same kind of a genetic defects, and that's why in them the sunburn reaction is normal, just like the normal individuals. And in them, when they are exposed to the ultraviolet radiation, they present in the form of lentigines, hyperpigmented macules. At the sun exposed sites, which is the sun exposed sites, that is the face, the dorsal aspect of the hands and the feet. If the other areas of the body are exposed to the sun as well, then they will show these changes similarly. These lentigines will be fixed and progress over time, and with the more and more UVR exposure, the lentigines become more dense and irregular. Then a clinical variability, which is seen in the different complementation groups, depend upon the pathophysiological mechanism which they control. For example, the complementary groups XP, A, B, D, F, and G, they are required for the nucleotide excision repair, and that's why any mutation in their genes will result in inability to remove the photoproducts, and that's why in these patients, the sunburn reaction will be very severe. Means the photosensitivity will be present. In the complementation groups XP, C, and E, the proteins which are required only for the global genome nucleotide excision repair will be abnormal, and that is why in them the transcription coupled nucleotide excision repair will be normal to remove the photoproducts, and hence in them the sunburn reaction will be normal, and these patients will present with the normal sunburn reaction with lentigines only. So if the patient has photosensitivity and severe sunburn reaction, we will know that in them nucleotide excision repair or transcription coupled nucleotide excision repair is defective. Whereas in those in whom the sunburn reaction are normal and lentigines are present only, they have the groups XP, C, and E, in whom the global genome pathway is abnormal. XPV mutation have normal both the transcription coupled and the global genome nucleotide excision repair, and that's why they have a normal sunburn reaction for the skin type.